Well, a report out today into the economic impact of child abuse has found that it's costing the nation more than $9 billion a year. The report was commissioned by the advocacy group Adults Surviving Child Abuse to assess the cost of providing services to help the estimated 5 million victims across Australia to deal with the long-term consequences of their trauma. Nick Grimm has more.
How to begin to put a price on the cost of a childhood destroyed? It's something the Child Abuse Royal Commission has been contemplating as it prepares to recommend the establishment of a national redress scheme for survivors of abuse carried out inside the nation's churches, charities and other institutions. It's produced modelling suggesting such a scheme will cost close to $4.5 billion over 10 years. But that in itself is just a relative drop in the ocean when you look at the findings of a new report assessing the total cost to Australia of all childhood trauma and abuse. It's found that bill is more than $9 billion every year.
For those of us who've been working for a long time in this space, sadly it's not surprising. It's high in terms of individual and community costs, but it's also high in economic costs.
Dr. Kathy Kesselman is a child abuse survivor and president of the support and advocacy group Adult Surviving Child Abuse. It's just released a report entitled The Cost of Unresolved Childhood Trauma and Abuse in Adults in Australia.
We engaged Pegasus Economics to do the economic modelling, and what they did was use conservative estimates on every aspect, and they looked at four of the major repercussions of childhood trauma and abuse: obesity, alcohol abuse, suicide, attempted suicide, and mental health issues, depression. And what that showed is that using conservative measures, which included saying that people only had one repercussion of abuse, and we know that often they're multiple, that the costs of childhood trauma in Australia are $9.1 billion per annum.
The report has been produced independently of the Royal Commission into Child Abuse, but it draws on some of the data gathered from its investigations. Unlike the Royal Commission, its focus is on child trauma in all its forms, physical and sexual abuse, as well as neglect as a result of domestic violence and family breakdown. That includes the death of a parent or the loss of parental support as a result of alcohol and drug problems or mental illness. Kathy Kesselman again.
People don't necessarily go to their GP saying, "I experienced childhood trauma." However, they present in a range of ways. Those needs that, you know, haven't been identified can be addressed much better if the primary trauma is addressed. You know, what we'll see is, you know, a reduction in the need for crisis intervention, hospitalizations. We're currently seeing a lot of survivors, you know, ricocheting around the service system because their primary core needs are not being met.
When the Child Abuse Royal Commission last week proposed a scheme to provide redress to victims of child abuse, it released actuarial modelling suggesting that the average victim should receive $65,000 each, in part to help provide them with guaranteed access to any care they might require over their lifetime. However, when he did so, the Royal Commission's Justice Peter McLennan acknowledged that existing support services are not up to the task.
We have learnt that existing services are not adequate. There are a number of significant service gaps. One option is to significantly expand the public provision of appropriate counselling services. We will endeavour to make recommendations that ensure survivors' needs are appropriately met in a way that does not adversely affect existing services.
These service gaps need to be addressed. They need to be addressed in terms of access and affordability.
As Kathy Kesselman explains, boosting investment in health resources available to victims will bring the economic benefit of reducing the overall cost of childhood suffering.
So what we know is that with active, timely, comprehensive intervention, with the right services and the right supports for adult survivors, that people can recover. And when they recover, we'll see reduced costs in terms of social security, health costs, criminal justice costs, and also contributions to our taxes. So serious economic savings.
Obviously, this is costing the budget a lot of money each year already based on your research, but where do more resources need to be targeted in order to reduce that cost, in your view?
Well, it's about how we target those resources and what we're advocating for, specialist services for adult survivors, helplines, online services, as well as training for frontline workers, GPs, nurse practitioners, so that they have trauma on their radar. And we know that survivors present with a whole range of issues. And unless people supporting them think about the possibility of trauma, they won't be able to respond appropriately, address it appropriately, or know where to refer. We're talking about training for counsellers, health practitioners, because again, we know from our work that many survivors have seen counsellors who, despite having the best of intentions, have inadvertently re-traumatised them in the process. And we're also looking at training for institutions and agencies to whom people present who may have a history of childhood trauma. Because what we know is that there are 5 million Australian adults living with the repercussions of childhood trauma and abuse, and that's an enormous number of Australians.
Dr. Cathy Kesselman is the president of the organisation Adults Surviving Child Abuse. Nick Grimm with that report.